First of all, happy Mother's Day to all mothers, grandmothers, those who have been like mothers to us. Praise God for the gift of mom. There was a crossword puzzle, and I could see it was six letters, and I could see by based what I had before that the first letter was M, and the clue was, does everything. And mother was but we reflect today not just on what mothers do, but who they are and what they mean to us. In the gospel today, you might have caught the gospel of Mark finishes, and it says that the apostles, the disciples went out and preached everywhere while God worked with them through accompanying signs. While God worked with them through accompanying signs. And we ask ourselves right now at this moment, do we feel that God is working with us? Because there's moments of life we feel God is right with us. There's other moments where we say, God, I don't know where you are. And so we might ask that question today, do we feel like God is working with us? How do we know if he is? How can we kind of be assured of working with God? I think so often maybe something to keep on our mind is that sometimes we often approach God like we approach the meal prayer. Okay, so the meal prayer, many of us know, bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts. And with that example of the meal prayer, what does it look like? We have all of our food out kind of in front of us, and we basically ask God to bless what we're already going to do. We're saying, God, this is what I'm going to eat, now bless it, right? And we know the power of blessings. Don't stop doing that. But so often, that's what we do with other things. We say, God, this is my plan, now bless it. This is how I want that person to act, now bless it. This is the job that I want, now bless it. This is what I want to happen with my kids, now bless it. And so often we go to God asking God to kind of put the rubber stamp on our plans instead of saying, God, what do you want? What is your plan? How do you want to work with me? There's the old saying when it comes to kids relating to their parents that it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission. And so often, isn't that what we do for God? We look back and we say, okay, God, I made a mistake, and God always, always, always wants to forgive us. Don't get me wrong. But what if right from the start we say, God, what is your plan? So often God's plans are so much more exciting, so much better than ours. And so that's the first element of working with God, to recognize not just coming to God and asking for forgiveness, but asking for permission. That sense of, God, what do you want? What is your expectation of this situation? Because what we're trying to do with that is to kind of come into harmony with God's plans. We hear in that second reading from Ephesians that there's one Lord, one baptism, one faith. There's a sense of unity. St. Paul says to preserve the unity that comes through the Spirit. I remember back in my days in middle school and in high school, I played the trombone in the band. And every day before there was a concert or like a competition, our instructor was always very careful about making sure that we were all in tune. And he would actually bring out, like, it was called the tuning machine, the tuner, and you'd have to play usually like a B flat. And you'd have to get that note like right in the middle that it was on tune. If you were flat, that meant that you had on the trombone, there was like a slide that you had to shorten up, so you got a little bit higher pitch. And if you were sharp, then you had to kind of take your slide and make it a little bit longer. And so the point was to be in tune. And not just to be in tune, like, because sometimes what happens in a band or even sometimes with our organ or piano is that it gets a little bit out of tune, and then everyone together is perfectly in pitch but out of tune. And so often, that's what happens in our spiritual life. If we don't go to God our Father, if we don't ask the Holy Spirit, and if we don't tune ourselves to the Father, we're going to become out of tune. Because so often, the trap is that we compare ourselves to the other child, to another family, to another person down the street. And we might be in tune with them, but out of tune with God. But out of tune with God. And so we ask ourselves that question today. Is God working with me? Have I experienced his power through the signs that he wishes to accomplish? And if we feel up, there's something that's a little out of tune, we might say, God, we might reflect and say, am I asking God to bless my plans? Or am I coming before God and saying, God, what is your expectation? What do you want? And so then we surrender to God's plan, and we open our hearts to hearing his voice.